And for Off the Block, I'm Jane Lopes, and we are now joined by Long Beach State men's volleyball head coach Alan Knife as his team is preparing for its season opener. And, Coach, it's been a year since we last saw you guys. I guess the first question is, how are you guys doing, and can you just describe what this offseason has been like for you and your players?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything that I can add to a lot of the descriptions from many coaches in many sports across the country, or for that matter, across the world, that have explained how it's been. It's been difficult. It's been difficult for everybody in every walk of life, so that doesn't change. It's been difficult for our guys, and it was difficult last year to have the season come to an end. It was difficult to realize that summer wasn't going to be like a normal summer for them. And then it was difficult to realize that we weren't coming back in person in school. And then we weren't going to do anything all fall. And, you know, there were so many hurry up and wait moments that ended up in frustration and disappointment for lots of people across the world. We were no different from that. So I am really proud of our guys and sticking together and doing what they could do, which was very, very minimal, and staying positive about it and trying to do, you know, the right things and control the areas that they had control over, primarily academics. They did a wonderful job at the end of last semester, finishing with a really solid GPA and doing the same this fall. And then at the same time, trying to find ways to be creative to get themselves into a weight room or create their own weight room, which a lot of guys had to do. And some guys were fortunate enough with where they were located that maybe they could get into an open gym or maybe get out on the beach and try to make the best of it. And then, of course, the wonderful world of Zoom, you know, we were able to connect and get some things done that we would normally do in person at the beginning of a year and work on our team culture and our parameters of our program and our systems and our things that we do in our retreat. We had a Zoom retreat this year, and it was a struggle. I'm not going to lie. We had some ups and downs and some frustrating moments from the guys, and I know the staff felt it. And at the same time, we have to be grateful that we're back now. We're back, and there's a lot of people working really, you know, hard to make that happen. One thing about Long Beach that's a little unique from a lot of places across the country is obviously we're in a very restrictive area with COVID in the state of California and then LA County. And then within the city of Long Beach itself, it's one of only two cities in LA County that has its own public health department. So there was extra layers, and that wasn't all bad. There's a lot of good that's come out of that as far as vaccine distribution and testing and, but at the same time, it was a lot of extra red tape that other, you know, teams within the county didn't necessarily have to deal with. And that brought on its own frustrations as you see other teams going and peers going and conferences starting and teams training in the fall and teams training since January. So those were as good as some of the things were that was happening. Each thing that didn't happen brought on its own, you know, new set of maybe areas of frustration or things that we had to kind of battle through. But a couple of weeks ago, we got back in, and it looked like reminding me of my young kids on Christmas morning, because we didn't have to wear masks in the gym. The coaches do, but the players didn't. So you got to see these big old smiles for the first time in person. And we're just really grateful to be back and excited to get started.
Well, Coach, talking about you guys being able to return to the court, what's been the thing that's impressed you most about this team that you've seen in your training block leading up to the season?
Yeah, you know, I think that more than anything is I'm super impressed with the group of how they took so much from the Zooms and the watching video and talking things through in a virtual world and applied that into the first couple of weeks of practice. You know, it's been a very unique startup because you know, the one of the beautiful things about being a spring sport is this very long ramp-up period that we get in the fall. We get to train. We get to slowly get back into volleyball. We get to compete a little bit. We get to go heavy in the weight room. And then we have the Christmas break, and then we come back and start our season. And, of course, all that was thrown out the window for most teams, but, you know, it was very much thrown out the window for us. So all of a sudden, we're back after this really, really long layoff, longer layoff than, you know, any volleyball player in our programs ever had in their life. And then all of a sudden, we're back, and then you have competition coming up right around the corner. And for that, that's fine. Competition will kind of take care of itself as far as we'll get better, we'll play teams at a high level, or maybe we have to play better than we did last night or whatever the deal might be. But the physical part is a very difficult part to just flip the light switch and go. And so it's been a struggle that we don't normally have to deal with the way our calendar's built, of how to really be careful with jumps and manage jumps and not out jump a guy or swing a guy right out of his season just because we're so excited to get back. So as much as we've been back for a little bit, there's no way we've accomplished what we want to accomplish yet. So I really think this is going to be a year more so than ever that we just have to focus on how we are this week and then focus on being better the next time we get to take the court and try to add to it and not try to be too overly complicated right out of the gate or, you know, demand too much, or we're just not going to be able to physically handle what's in front of us over the conference schedule and then into the postseason. So it's a challenge, and there's a lot of communication that has to happen between the players and the coaching staff and the trainers and our strength coach, and a lot of trust that has to be built up, that as a young player, trusting that he can be honest about maybe his back's a little tight or his shoulder's a little sore or his ankle's a little tweaked, and being honest about those things so they don't turn into more serious injuries later on. And so we spent a lot of time on our communication, our trust, and of just, no, this is unique. We got to know about what's going on. At the same time, learning how to maximize our time in the gym together, that we may not have as many opportunities and as many hours to spend because we just can't put them through that gauntlet, that we have to really maximize the time we are together. And when we are training at a high level in a 6-on-6 situation, we got to make sure that we're going at 100%. We're getting everything we can out of it. We might not go as long as we normally do, but we got to go as hard as we ever have.
And just to follow up on that, Coach, I guess you technically haven't been in it yet, but, you know, with all these, with your schedule this season, only 10 matches, you know, how much important is that going to be, you know, being able to find this balance of making sure that, you know, players aren't overdoing it, where I'm sure such a short season, it can feel like every game is a playoff game.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely different ways to look at it. And I just don't think we can put ourselves in a situation that we're willing to risk long-term injuries for sure. Games right now, and so we're gonna probably more so than ever before, guys might play one night that didn't play the night before just because it's safer and better to go with fresh legs and move forward. And that doesn't mean we're not, of course we want to win every set and every match we possibly can, that we can win, but at the same time, if bodies are fragile, which there's no doubt about, bodies will be fragile for any team that hasn't had a proper ramp up, I think sometimes as a coach and as a trainer, your job is to protect your athletes from themselves. And I think that in the long run, our goal has to be, our program has to focus on being the best version that the 21 Long Beach State team can be at the conference tournament. That has to be our focus. It can't be that everything's going to hinge on one result of one night or every set or whatever the deal is. If we get into that mindset, we're going to be in a really difficult physical state and maybe some long-term injuries that I'm just not willing to put my guys through.
Absolutely. And Coach, I want to ask you about a couple players. First, I asked you about the freshman who's come on in, Simon Torrey. You know, we saw him absolutely light up 2 years ago at the U19 World Championships, put big numbers at the U20 European Championships last year. What can we expect from him in a Long Beach State uniform?
Yeah, it's been really a pleasure to have him in the gym. He absolutely loves competing and playing the game. I've only been around him for a couple of weeks. It's really unique to think here's this freshman for us that we're in March and I've only been around him for a couple of weeks. He's got a lot to get used to with the adjustment, getting ramped back up like everyone at the same time, you know, trying to figure out what we're asking of him. And he's done a great job. The best thing he does is he's so freed up as a competitor. He loves to play hard. He plays with passion. He's been an unbelievable teammate with the guys. He's a guy that wants to be significantly better, you know, every time he takes the court. So he's constantly watching video, constantly having questions and what can he do to get better. So, you know, he's going to play for us. You know, what formation we use from night to night, who knows? But he's a big kid, as you know, and he's doing a good job offensively, and he can bang his serve. And like I said, he competes and plays hard. So we're excited of what he can do for us, especially as the matches stack up.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I don't want you to give away too much of your strategy, but I do want to ask with, you know, you got new officer coming in. Simone Anderson, we saw him play opposite end middle last year. Is he primarily going to be playing middle this year, or could we see him also in the oppo position as well at some point this season?
No. Simone's a middle who's just a great volleyball player. And we had more depth last year in the middle than we did at the pins. So it gave us an opportunity to put our best volleyball team on the court last year, was to move him to the right. And one thing I did like last year is since there were so many new faces on the floor for us that, you know, if one of your veterans is a middle, he's only out there for three rotations out of six. So he doesn't have that big of an impact on the consistency of a match sometimes. And when he moved over to opposite, even if he wasn't the best opposite, even though I thought he did a wonderful job for us, he was out on the court for six rotations and he was a calming factor, you know, experience. We were just a better volleyball team with him over there, but he's going to be in the middle for us. He's a middle and he's a real good middle.
Yeah. And Coach, you know, last time I'm sure some volleyball fans saw you, you guys were lifting that NCAA championship trophy in 2019. It's been 2 years and now some of those young guns we saw playing with TJ DeFalco and Josh Chuaniga are now your senior leaders. So I want to ask, how have those players really established coming in their own as senior leaders on the team?
Yeah, I think they've done a great job. You know, that being Simone and obviously Ethan Siegfried and Spencer Olivier, these guys have they're exactly the guys you're talking about. And I thought they were doing a really good job with it last year. Unfortunately, it was cut, you know, very short. And then, you know, where they did have a great opportunity to lead a lot of times would be, or they would have a good opportunity to lead is the, in the fall and, you know, helping the younger players, the freshmen as they come in. And we didn't have that at all. So all that, but all those opportunities to establish leadership in the gym had to be done through a virtual setting. And I thought they did a really good job of opening up and being vulnerable about their experiences and things that they, you know, that they want to push on the freshmen to do a good job at, or things that they might have done different if they could do it again. I thought they were great. Now, when it comes to, you know, their leadership now that we're in the gym, you know, those guys are still trying to figure that out to a certain degree because they haven't had much opportunity to do it. And I'm a big believer that the best way to lead is to lead by example and with pure intent and with your own unique way of leading. We don't need someone to try to be TJ or someone try to be Josh. That wouldn't be pure. We didn't want those guys being somebody else. So it takes a little bit of time. So, the short answer really is that they're doing a great job. They're learning on the fly with it and they're learning to do something that's a little bit out of their comfort zone for the first time. And, This is part of COVID. We're all learning things to do things that aren't necessarily comfortable.
Coach, two final questions before I let you go. Do want to ask, you have a setter on your team who you know an awful lot about. I want to ask, what has it been like for you these last 2 years being able to coach your own son?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, you never know, you know, what path your kids are going to take. And, you know, I have, obviously, Aiden is a volleyball player, and he wasn't only a volleyball player. He actually got into volleyball fairly late, as a quote-unquote late as an athlete. It's like he didn't play a lot of volleyball like a lot of coaches' kids do. He played a lot of baseball and a lot of football and soccer, and he played a lot of different sports. And he kind of found his way into volleyball kind of after the Olympics. When we got home from after the Olympics, he was kind of at that age that he could start playing in that U14 division, and he jumped into it. So I'm grateful, first of all. I'm grateful that, you know, I do have that volleyball connection with one of my kids. My other son, who is a baseball player, and I think it's fabulous. He's blazed his own trail like I did in a big soccer family, and I respect that. And it's also wonderful as a dad who's a volleyball coach to be able to get away from volleyball and just go enjoy something that your kid has a passion about, not to be volleyball all the time. But going back to Aiden, it's been wonderful. And he absolutely loves the game. He's done a tremendous job for us. And, you know, going through this craziness with him, you know, of COVID and all the disappointments, I think one thing that's really helped me with, besides Aiden and I's relationship, is having a very good finger on the pulse of what our student athletes are going through. Because not only was, you know, my team going through it, but my son was going through it. So I was dealing with it as a coach to my players and dealing with his father to my son at the same exact time. And I really would like to think, if you look back when the whole thing's done, is that it gave me a more empathetic way of understanding what these kids were going through when their lives were completely flipped upside down. And so I think Aiden and I would both tell you we're very, very, very grateful to be back in the gym and being able to do this thing again. And not that we ever took it for granted, but we're certainly enjoying the ride right now.